This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. Ted joins us on line 4. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Ted.
Legalized Ted. So, Ted, tell us what's going on. You getting blown off?
Well, yeah, I think so. It kind of sucks.
I imagine it does.
That does suck.
Can you give us some more details?
Well, there's this girl, Audrey. And she's cute. I kind of liked her. And so I asked her out and took her, asked her if she wanted to go to a concert with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said sure, so that was pretty cool. And so I took her out to dinner and took her to the concert. We had, you know, bought some beers, which, you know, you know, that was already a concert.
Oh, yeah, you got that's so, like $40 for two.
Yeah, for real.
I thought it went pretty well. We kind of connected, you know, we liked the music, had a good time, you know, everything went well. And I went to take her home, and there's just nothing there. I mean, no, like, special thank you, if you know what I mean. I mean, not...
No special thank you for the $40 beers and the concert.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, not that I expect something, but, you know, you expect a little something, at least something to, you know, hey, I had a good time, maybe a kiss or something.
Right, I got you.
Okay.
Know, I was hoping for or something.
Right.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Sure you were.
So anyway, I thought, well, all right, you know, maybe she's just not the kind of girl that, you know, shows her emotion like that or whatever, first date. So I called her up. See if she wanted to go out again, do something. She said, well, she was busy that weekend, you know, not wanting to be too discouraged or anything. I just said, well, how about next weekend? You know, I thought I had a good time with you.
And, yeah.
Well, then she said she was busy the next weekend. So I started thinking, you know, well, you know, I know she's not that busy on the weekend. I mean, she's a dental hygienist. I know she doesn't work on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They don't. And there's nothing to do once you leave the office. It's not like, you know.
No, and nothing against dental hygienists. So
right,
I know
yeah.
She's not that busy. So I just, that kind of gave me the clue that I'm getting blown off and I don't really know what I did wrong. Or I thought, you know, we both had a good time. So, you know, I mean, she's kind of hot, too.
Just kind of.
I'm really kind of disappointed because she looks real good in her blue jeans. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
Blue jeans.
I think that was pretty clear. She looks good in her blue jeans. We get the
poop shoot.
Ted, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
Okay. Can you listen on
my
the line.
God, what are you, six?
Listen on the line. Don't say a word, okay? Here we go. Hello, is this Audrey?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
What? Oh, my God. Wait, really?
Really?
Shut up. Oh, my God. I listen to you guys all the time, like every day.
Oh, my God.
That's great news.
We so appreciate that. We wish there were more people like you in this world.
Yeah, we do.
Are you still screaming? Oh, okay, all right. No, feel free to scream as much as you like.
Audrey, we had a question for you. Can we talk to you on the radio for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, good. We wanted to ask you about a dude. His name is Ted. You went to a concert with him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, how do you know about Ted?
Well, he approached us and said that you're blowing him off, and he was kind of curious as to why, because he really liked you. He liked the way you looked in your blue jeans.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, we're being dead serious.
Yeah.
Why are you blowing him off? Did something happen when you guys went to that concert?
Because he cried at Shania Twain.
What?
He what?
Cried like a little baby. Like, tears welling up in his eyes, like, streaming down his face. It was like he just saw Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Was Shania? You went to the Shania Twain? That was the concert you went to?
Mm-hmm.
And he cried like he'd just seen Jesus.
Yeah, he was like one of them little girls, you know, goes to a Justin Bieber concert. Like, is he?
Whoa! I did not cry at Shania Twain. She is lying. She is making that up. I wasn't crying. Audrey, I was not crying. We're not making stuff up, Audrey. We're on the radio.
Hello.
Ted?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. That is Ted.
And I didn't cry.
Audrey, tell him I didn't cry.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Audrey. You say that Ted cried at the Shania Twain concert.
Because he did.
Okay. At what point in the concert did he cry?
As soon as she came out, you know, they do like the cool lights or whatever, and she comes out, and they start, or she starts singing, oh, Any Man of Mine, right?
Any Man of Mine.
Yeah. And starts singing it, and I look over at him because I hear like this little like whimper, something like he kind of like breathes funny. So I look over, and he's got tears in his eyes, like welling up.
Ted, are you just a super fan of Shania Twain, or what happened there?
No, the lights came on. It was real bright. If that's what she thought was crying, well.
But she said that she said that it was during a song, not at the end when the lights came on.
Well, it's a good song. Any Man of Mine. It's a good song. I wouldn't cry. It's not like a crying song.
But were you just overwhelmed with glee or something?
I was happy. But she likes Shania Twain too. I asked her if she wanted to go to the show. She said yes. But
she's fine.
I like Shania Twain. I'm a man. And I like Shania Twain. But I know lots of guys who do.
That's okay.
Show, and I wasn't crying. I was just having a good time. It was a little bit bright, maybe for a second, and that was maybe. Surprised me a little bit, but I would not cry.
Even if the lights were just bright and it was right then, that's fine. But it went on through the whole concert. He bought a T-shirt.
He bought a Shania Twain T-shirt.
Yes, and he was like, "Do you want one?" And I was like, "No, I'm good, thanks."
Well, he's obviously a big fan.
My niece loves Shania Twain too, and she wants a T-shirt.
You bought your niece a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And by niece, do you mean you?
No, I'm going to give it to her.
Your niece is a man in extra large. Audrey, is that the only reason the tears during the concert? Is that the only reason you're blowing Ted off, or is there something else?
No, that's it. It's weird.
So, would you go out with him again if he promised not to cry?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe just stay away from Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go out with her again because she just told everybody on the radio that I cracked.
So you did cry.
No, you did.
That wasn't very nice. And people, I know this is this station, and they might know who I am.
I think it's a little late now, buddy.
All right, will you take back the fact that he cried, Audrey?
No, because I think he should own it and be honest. I don't like a man who lies.
No lying and no crying. Hang on one second, you two. Well, that sounds like a Shania Twain song.
It does.
If I'm lying, I'm crying. You're dying. We're supplying.
Okay, that's enough.